Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It's been very difficult. If y'all saw me meditating on the sidelines there, it's been very difficult, but it's finally here. I finally get to go back out there.
Bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Join the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena this Sunday when they host Ohio State. Tip-off set for 5:30 p.m. Buy tickets now at nusports.com. The voice of Zion Williamson. He's the story right now in the NBA. Here to talk about that and more is radio.com sports NBA insider Rick Bucher. Insider calls are brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans. You can hear Rick on Scal and Pals, a brand new NBA podcast out now on radio.com and the radio.com app. Just search Scal. Rick joins us in the Alpamonte Ford hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. So we finally get to see one of the more unique athletes that's ever taken the floor in the NBA. What do you expect?
I'm keeping my expectations very low because, honestly, we have seen it. We saw it in Summer League, and that wasn't a great debut. And I don't know that there's going to be anything that's going to be dramatically different. Is he an electric player athletically? Absolutely. Is he better skilled than maybe I gave him credit for coming out? Yeah, he's shown me some things in a little bit that we've seen. But in terms of not having played all this time, trying to get up to NBA speed and the way the game's played, and the Pelicans being just, you know, they've solidified themselves, but they're certainly not a juggernaut by any means. I just, again, I feel like the hype, it just is creating a situation for him that he can't possibly live up to. I don't know if we're still talking about him in the, you know, as the next LeBron James. I felt that was a mistake from the beginning, but in any event, he's a dynamic, athletic player, and that's about it right now. So the idea that he's going to come in and he's going to orchestrate the Pelicans to a playoff spot is just based on what we've seen and what I know about the Pelicans. I think we're putting too much on the kid's plate.
As we get closer and closer to the All-Star game, a lot of conversation here in town is about Zach LaVine and whether or not he should or shouldn't be an All-Star. I'm more concerned at this point about whether teams would come calling for Zach LaVine and whether there should be some conversation about the Bulls trading the biggest point getter on the squad. What say you?
That's an interesting thought, because certainly when he was signed to that contract, everybody, you know, questioned, well, they're overpaying Zach LaVine, and now it's based on the numbers that have been thrown out there and what Zach has done, he looks like a bargain. But, you know, the difficulty is from the Bulls' end of things, okay, so you're going to move Zach LaVine. He's showing that he could potentially be that go-to guy on a team. He has been electric. What are you getting back? Can this fan base really endure?
Yes.
Another, you know, extending the rebuild even further and throwing out there, because
the answer is yes. If there's more sweeping changes, the answer is absolutely yes. If they launch this clown coach and get some other eyes on the whole operation from the top.
Well, but does that, I mean, how is moving Zach connected with that?
Because he's of value, and he's also now putting on an individual show where if you watch him every night, it becomes clearer that he's playing a game that isn't necessarily connected to that of his teammates.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I buy that. And I do watch the Bulls a lot because I growing up in Cincinnati, the Bulls were kind of the closest team to me. And so there's a part of me that wants to see them get back and be meaningful. I think it would be good for the NBA. For what they have, and for as young as they are, and let's face it, for the opportunity for Zach to demonstrate that he is an all-star and that he can be this go-to guy. I don't agree with the premise that he's an isolationist. Do they have to hand the ball to him in a lot of situations and allow him just to try to go get it? Without question. But is he being overtly selfish, or can he not fit into a team system? I disagree with that idea. I think that he can, and I think that whatever their issues are, it's not because there's a disconnect between Zach and the rest of the team. I think they just need to grow up collectively as a team, and that goes for the coaching staff too.
I think on a good team, he must exist without the ball sometimes, and he can get wherever he wants on the floor, and he can take these soaring forays to the rim or do whatever he wants to do, finding a three-pointer, and it's all contingent on him having the ball, and you end up with some of these my-turn possessions that are right. That are irrespective of score or situation.
Yeah, I feel as if you look at their team right now, they don't have a true point guard. If they had a true point guard, I have no doubt that Zach LaVine could operate off the ball. But a large reason why the ball is in his hands in so many need situations is because you don't have a quote-unquote playmaker at the point guard position, or with some teams with the Paul George's and the LeBron James's, where you have a point forward. They don't have that. They don't have that playmaker. And so it becomes a matter of, all right, if we need something, let's put the ball in Zach's hands and let's see what he can get. And he actually ends up being the primary playmaker in those situations. From seeing his game, I have no reason to believe that he could not be effective playing off the ball. But they need that guy who is able to set that up and then diversify and hit Zach when he's available, hit Markkanen when he's available. But they don't have that in Kobe. Kobe's a scoring point guard. Satoransky is he's sort of the Alex Smith, the manager, the system manager. And Chris Dunn is a great defensive point guard, but people are going to lay off him when he shoots and let him shoot. And so that makes things challenging for him. So I think what you're seeing from Zach is from a need standpoint and not because of the construct of this team, and not because he's not capable of being a two guard and blending in with a more diversified offense.
I wish we were both general managers so I could trade him to you.
Okay, what would I have to give you back? Because I will say this, with everything that has happened this year, with the tumult or the discord between him and Jim Boylan at the beginning of the year, the way Zach has approached everything, and honestly, the way this locker room has approached everything, as young as they are, as bad of a step out of the gate as they got, as much as they've lost games the season has not gone the way that they've wanted it to go, and yet I still see a team that is fighting. But look, being 10 plus games under 500, and the fact that they haven't let go of the rope. There's some other teams out there that are letting go of the rope, and they haven't. And I'm going to give Zach credit for growing up. He was a year ago, he was, I would say, a very immature player. We've watched him grow up. And how old is he? I mean, he's still got plenty of time. So I'll take him.
Okay.
The difficulty is with where he is, is that you're probably, I mean, if I gave you a protected first round pick, would you take it?
I'd have to know the protections, and I would need a lot more than that. My asking price right now, with the where his arrow is pointed in the eyes of many right now, I'm starting a lot higher than that.
Okay, so you're taking a potential, let's say, top 15 first round pick. You're taking that for Zach LaVine.
We're going to have to make the money work, though, because I mean, this is that's a big number. So
okay, but aside from that, I'm just saying I'm going to give you a top 15 first round pick.
Okay,
we'll figure out how we make the money work. Can you go and draft a Zach LaVine? Because I'll tell you what, the athleticism and the shooting, the combination of being able to shoot from three. I don't think we have anything. We're not disputing that he can knock down threes, and he can knock down threes while knowing that he is the go-to guy.
True.
He can get to the cup. His shot selection has much improved. I think his defense has improved. Ooh. I mean, it can still get better, but it isn't for where it was last year. It is improved markedly. We can always sell hope with those first round picks. But at some point it's, can the guy play in the league? And I think Zach LaVine has demonstrated that he can play in the league. And I'd rather roll with a guy, the bird in hand, than the, especially at this juncture of the Bulls development, I can't do with another, hey, we got another top pick. Zach LaVine is showing me that he can play, that he has promise. Does he have further to go? Without question. But there's enough there that I'm going to ride with that rather than roll the dice again in the lottery.
On another subject, lastly and real quickly, sometimes you think you've seen enough basketball to be certain of something. And I don't want to be out over my skis here, but I think that Luka Doncic is an all-time great player. I think it is possible that right now we're looking at maybe like a top 20, top 25 player ever in the history of the NBA when all is said and done.
The big question with him is going to be physically. How does he hold up? And the one question I have when we talk about that realm, we're talking about a guy who can influence the game at both ends of the court.
Yep.
Now, he is a very smart defensive player. He gives you what he can. But athletically, like what I've seen teams do, Lakers have been very good at this, is that they will, and the Clippers same, they will try to beat him. They will attack him as much as possible at the defensive end of the floor and make him work and challenge him. And can he improve defensively? Can he defend his position? Can he be an influencer there? And can he survive the physical rigor? Because he's not a freak athlete.
That's fair. Really, so you're not quite there yet. You're not quite certain. Okay.
Yeah. No, I mean, from an IQ standpoint, and does he have the killer instinct? Absolutely. Is he a leader? Absolutely. Can he make other guys better? And that's my number one thing for a superstar. Does he make the game easier for other guys? Without question, he does. But if we're talking top 20, 25 all time, then he's got to be a great, at least a good defensive player where you go, we're not going to attack him. We can't attack him. I mean, that's what it's, you know, for
that's
all
fair.
That Steph Curry is, you look to attack him. And that's, and does Doncic, you know, physically, if you find the right position for him defensively, I think there's a way to find that avenue, but they haven't found it yet.
I think that's fair. Rick, thanks a lot, man.
Yeah,
we appreciate it.
We're going to have to get you on the phone again. We'll hash out the details of that trade between you and Dan.
We're all over it. Yeah.
Okay. My people will call your people. Thanks.
Sounds good. See ya.
Rick Bucher, radio.com sports NBA insider.
Some good stuff, man. That's a difference of opinion. You guys worked it out a little bit. I think he's got some points. I think you've got some points. That's a legit NBA discussion.
Don't get us started. He's a Jim Boylan.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.